Hey, I saved the world today. Everybody's happy now, the bad things gone away. And everybody's happy now, the good things here to stay. Yeah, the good things here to stay. Me, I'm the good thing, I'm here to stay. See, everybody's happy now. You're all fucking miserable, aren't you? What a bloodbath on the horses yesterday, see? I expect my old... I didn't name him. I should name and shame him, but I just get more aggro then. Let's name him. Shall we name him? Yes. Yes, go on, yes. This was a William, calls himself Bill, who was the one who had a go about the racing. Billy Dickhead, whatever you want to call him. I expect he was happy that they all got beat yesterday. I can put them up and all get beat, and that's all right then. What a disastrous day it was. Garbage, wasn't it? Rubbish. I shall post today's shortly. I got Stradivarius. See, James Garner put a lay up, or a horse that had come up on a model he's built as a lay. The favourite in the big race at Newmarket, but I've got it as a lay as well, and there's a couple on the list against it, I do believe, Stradivarius being one. But yes, I don't like the look of the favourite today, but what do I know, not much. A couple of you thought I sounded depressed and down yesterday. No, it gets a bit exasperating, doesn't it, when you deal with numpties and you have the same conversations and the same bollocks day in, day out. People digging and jabbing away all the time. Some days you come out and want to knock them on in the head, and other days you just think, I can't be bothered. And it was a bit of one of them yesterday. I've been really busy this week. I've been super, super busy, and I'm probably a little bit tired. Someone's tired. Someone needs a cuddle. I think I was more just exasperated. I don't like stories, you know, talking about the guys losing money. I don't like that. And then when you get throw numpties into the mix, it's just a strange old game, this gambling world, isn't it? I mean, it is particularly, and one of you are dead right. I mean, I don't go on Twitter or anything like I was, and people have probably noticed I'm not as active. And as James Carrigan said, I should put the horses on the forum. I don't go on the forum because I found them cesspits as well, so I don't go on. I don't even go on my own forum, so I'd forgotten all about that option. But you just look, it's just non-stop bitching, isn't it? I mean, there's certain people on there, their only way to promote themselves or talk about gambling is to have a go at other people. You've got people either saying how great they are or other people having a go at other people. And I just think, what's all that about? And don't get me wrong, there are some good people. FTS predominantly is full of great people. You tend to hear, it's one of those things, you tend to hear about the numpties because they're the ones that wind me up and I talk about. But there's tons of you listening to this and who are interactive on Twitter and email, who have been fantastic. I've had so many good emails about the podcast, just keeping it going through lockdown and trying to be a bit more entertaining, and I hope that I've achieved that. That's what it was for. I would say this last couple of months has been for you. There has been days when I haven't felt like doing it myself, but got to keep the troops going in lockdown. Mind you, I think with these protests and things, lockdown went out the window. I didn't actually realise what had happened until I caught up with a bit of news last night, flipping Hyde Park or wherever it was. All the old social distancing went out the window. And I see the old Vegas casinos have opening up again. Beautiful. Should have been there in April. Right, what have we got for today? I had a couple of emails re that staking yesterday, or queries re that. I will revisit that again next week. Just not got time today, being Friday and doing the football, etc. But it is... I've got... Again, it's just my opinions on it. And it is... That discipline mindset thing, you know, I keep saying the same things, but if you haven't got that right and the staking right and the looking after your money, honestly, what you bet on becomes almost irrelevant if you're going to sit and have a wagon up. You know, and I think Steve Williamson, Steve did some lays through the lockdown, and he told me about them. You know, I don't do stuff like that on the horses, but he found an angle that was working for him, fantastic, and I knew he was sharing it with a few of us. And like you said, one guy did sort of 10% of time and five losers. You're just putting yourself under pressure unless you've got a proper game plan. But I will revisit that because I had a sort of couple of specific things asked of me that I will try and answer. And one was a view to sort of paper trading and stuff like that. And I'm a fan of paper trading. I know there's people who aren't. But you don't get rich trying to bet in tenors. So at times just sitting following markets and writing down what would happen is equally as good in my mind. But I'll cover all that next week. I'll get a day, hopefully be a bit quieter next week. There's football every day, every single day, isn't there? No, it's great. It's coming back because of obviously catch up. Stuff is just to be done every day. Stephen Humphreys just asking me, are there any horses? My computers are not finding any across all macros. Well, if your computer's not finding any, then there aren't, Stephen. That's the idea of the system, son. You click the buttons, and if there's horses, then they will appear. If there's not, then they won't. And I don't believe there are any today. Sorry to sound facetious, but it's not going to be a computer issue, is it, son? It's going to be an Excel thing. It's in there, they're not there. Where are we? Did sound a bit facetious then. No, little wanker. Me, not you, Stephen. Me, I'm a wanker. Right, what have I got? What have I got today? Right, horses I'll post shortly. As I say, Gaeth has come up as a lay. I'm going to put it out there. A bit romps home. I know somebody on Twitter has come out and said I expect it to go pillar the post. So we will see later. Football-wise, I've got a couple today. I'm all over the Bochum match for goals. In Bundesliga 2, Bochum St. Pauli, so 1.5, 2.5 and first half, play it whatever way you like, but wait 20-25 minutes for me and probably do the first half goal, and then if it's 0-0 at half time, go in at half time on the 1.5 and maybe even the 2.5. Greuther Fürth versus Sandhausen, whatever the score is at half time, unless it's like 4-0 or 8-0, but if it's one of the score lines before we get to any other home or any other away win or any other draw at half time, and then there is not a goal in the second half by 70 minutes, I would be laying a second half goal. It's 1-1, so I would be laying under 2.5, 70 minutes onwards if there hasn't been a second half goal by 70 minutes. So even if it's 0-0, if it gets to 0-0 on 70, I would be in the late goal market. Greuther Fürth versus Sandhausen. If there's an early second half goal, bin it. And one that is sneaking up to value, and this is the ones where people think I'm mad, Corona Kielce versus Piest Gliwice. I'm absolutely all over this Polish, and I Piest Gliwice. There'll be a few people getting Piest when the flipping pubs open, that's for certain. But the under 2.5 is being backed in. I think there's now becoming a little bit of value in the overs. So for me, that's almost getting to, I'll wait the first 5-10 minutes and probably back over 2.5 goals at Corona Kielce, and then that will be a trade on the goals. As a goal goes in, I will trade it, but just play that one small. They don't have a great habit of goals, these two, but it's purely a price factor, that one. It is drifting out the overs. I'm just looking on odds portal now. I mean, it opened up with a couple of firms just over even money, and it's out to sort of 2.4, so that's only a couple of firms. Most of them opened around even Marathon opened 2.07. I know they're shite, but Pinnacle opened 2.28 out to 2.37. So overs at Piest Gliwice. Right, horses up. Ultimate's done. There's not a massive amount. Again, people asking me about like the beginner. There's just not a massive amount of football, and we've still only got three leagues in essence. Spain start back next week. It will pick up. I said in the ultimate email that Benfica failing to win last night. I think it was three draws in Portugal, wasn't it, last night? I think Benfica failing to win will stoke the old home bias argument. Didn't watch the game, so I've no idea whether they had boatloads of chances or what. But I did actually say, Ryan actually emailed me something about Portugal in the day, and I said the only thing that's good about Portuguese football is the strong favourites at home do well. And then what did they go off? 1.16, 1.17, and a 0-0. So, yeah, that will stoke that fire, but I still maintain what I say. This is like a season start. Is it all down to crowds? It's just no evidence whatsoever. And I'm not trying to be argumentative. There's not enough games for me to say that is down to the fact that we haven't got a crowd, and it depends how long this goes on for, whether we'll ever have enough data. Taking very small samples and saying, oh, look at that, 46% normally is only 36% now. It's a dangerous game. It may well be that is what it is down to, but when you're a numbers man, you tend to like, I'm pernickety. I like actual factual evidence as opposed to speculating that's what it is. Bundesliga 2 hasn't seen a drop or a big drop in home wins, so as we get more leagues, we'll obviously have more data and can perhaps form conclusions. If it is a factor, then I'm telling you, if you're a Brighton fan, you're gone, you're down, because you've got a horrendous home run. I think Brighton are going to go. I had a look at the Premier League yesterday or the day before. Brighton are going to go, Norwich are going to go, and just to upset the boys, Villa are going as well. Brighton, Norwich, Villa, they're the teams going down from the Premier League. So if you're a Bournemouth fan, go out and do a couple of cartwheels. Right, that's it. That's it, team. I am done. I will. Villa fans, they'll be up in arms. Me, only ground I've ever been thrown out of, Aston Villa. Only ground I've ever been. Oh, no, I got thrown out of Norwich as well. Villa and Norwich, both going down. They're both only two grounds in football I've been lobbed out of. There, right. Have a lovely. What is it? Friday, isn't it? Flipping it. Oh, no, I'm dreadful at it. Have a lovely Friday, team. And I will be. Everybody's happy now, and I will be, the horses will be posted shortly, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning for the Fußball, and I'll have a little update after the weekend on my half-time project, because that is looking very good. There was one bet last night, Maritimo Setúbal, winner. So at the minute I'm running 100% on those, since I started putting half-decent money in. So we'll keep going and I will update you. But Maritimo Setúbal was, a nice little winner. I think they scored, didn't they, Maritimo? Got disallowed. I went, and the old heart sank. And then Setúbal equalised late on. Lovely. All right, team, have a lovely, Friday. Have a lovely Friday and I'll be back with you, getting back to the Excel. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your weekend. I hope your bets go well. And if you're out and about, have a nice time.